Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Rock as he ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Rock.
Let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. And Father, we just thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge this night. We thank you that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God and that answers come in your presence this night. In Jesus' name, amen. I ask you, if you will, to get your Bibles and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 8. And this is in the Passion Translation. And what we're teaching on tonight is ways we put ourselves under pressure. And we'll give several ways that we do it so we could stop doing it and we wouldn't put ourselves under pressure, amen? We can recognize those ways. Okay, the 2 Corinthians 4 and 8. Though we experience every kind of pressure, we're not crushed. At times we don't know what to do, but quitting is not an option. I like that. Pressure is continuous physical force exerted on or against an object by something in contact with it. We feel pressure when something presses on us, a physical force or a stressful situation. Pressure is heavy. It is a heavy yoke. It doesn't fit right. Pressure burdens us down, and it will cause us to get weary. And that same scripture in the Amplified says we are pressured in every way, hedged in but not crushed, perplexed, unsure of finding a way out. Isn't that us sometimes? We don't know the way out necessarily. I mean, we're praying and the Lord will show us the way out, but when we are in that pressure, a lot of times we don't know the way out. Unsure of finding a way out, but not driven to despair. Now, one of the ways... Okay, we're going to give you seven ways that we put ourselves or allow ourselves to get put under pressure. And so we can stop that. Is one, is always being in a hurry. Now, how many of y'all, sometimes you're always in a hurry? Okay. Now I'm Mr. Slow, Slower, and Slowest. But I was always in a hurry. And sometimes I'm still in a hurry when I shouldn't be. We always have our schedule overloaded, and that causes pressure. And under pressure, it's easier for us to get into flesh and to start arguing and get into strife. If we get too busy, it opens the door for the enemy if we try to do too much. I remember years ago when we'd go on vacation when Benjamin was little, and I tell you, I put them through the mill because when we went on vacation, I was like, we're going on vacation. And I've got this list, and here's what we're going to do on Monday, and here's what we're going to do on Tuesday, and we're going to do this on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. We were getting up really, really early in the morning. I'm talking about early. I mean, before daybreak, because we had to be at Cades Cove, you know, when daylight hit, and in order to be one of the first ones. I mean, I put them under, I ruined a lot of their vacations by, you know, just doing that, being too busy. Trying to do too much. And that's the second way, is sometimes we just try to do too much. And it puts us under pressure. I was putting them under pressure to have fun. So, you know, we shouldn't be put under pressure to have fun. We should just have fun. And regardless if our list, we get everything done or not. So sometimes being too busy opens the door to pressure. And we can try to cram too much in a day or a week or a month, and it causes unnecessary pressure. Okay, I'll give you another example. We've got so many people with their kids now, they want them to experience a wonderful childhood, and that is a wonderful godly thing. But they put them in soccer, and they put them in baseball and Little League, and they put them in football, and they put them in fall ball, and they put them in all this stuff, and they're going to tournaments out of town all the time when they get to a certain point. And they're coming and going. And, you know, to me, I believe sometimes you get too busy. Amen. I believe it's more. And that's the reason, the Lord's not in all of that. Hang on now. Somebody will misinterpret what I said. He's in the little league. He's in the things, the sports and the things for the kids. But we pile on too much on those kids trying to get them to have fun. They'd have fun if we just gave them one. And if we just concentrated and focused on the one. But we want them to experience everything, so we wear everybody out. Thank you very much, including ourselves. And it's just, it's not good. So sometimes if we're doing too much, it causes unnecessary pressure. And sometimes it can cause unnecessary financial expense. Because if you're doing too much, sometimes you're spending too much. Because you're doing things that really you shouldn't be doing anyway. And thank you very much. Y'all know I'm going to give you my favorite set of scriptures, one of my favorites. I've got about a thousand favorite scriptures. So I'm going to give you one of those tonight, and that's in the message. It's in Matthew 11, 28 through 30. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. See, if we're walking with Him and working with Him, He may show us. On your vacation, only do this thing today. And with our kids, only do this in this season. Don't try to make everything happen all at once. Let God bring it into our lives at His proper time, and then we won't be so exhausted and so in the flesh the way we get when we get exhausted. Thank you very much. We snap and, you know, we say things we shouldn't say in ways that we shouldn't say it. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me. Work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced. That's such a good word. Unforced. See, that's what I was trying to force everybody to have a good time on vacation. We're going to have a good time. I'm forcing everybody to have a good time. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. I love that. Now, if we're not careful and we get under a lot of pressure, it'll affect our emotions. If we get under too much pressure, it'll overwhelm our emotions. I don't care who you are. I don't care how mentally stable and what a sound mind you've got. If you push yourself too far, it's going to affect your emotions. And pressure can cause us to burn out, to have a breakdown. I don't know if y'all remember. I don't remember the old-timey pressure cookers. I have a pressure cooker that we love, and it's got all the safety features on it. But I know in the 50s, they had pressure cookers that didn't have any of the safety features. And when they got too much pressure, they'd blow the gasket. And it'd be all over the kitchen and be all over the people. And, you know, it'd explode. And really, when we get too much pressure, that's what we can do. It causes us to break down and to explode. And we don't want to do that. Amen? We get overwhelmed, and it's not God's fault. We've opened the door to it by being too busy. Now, in Luke chapter 10, 38 and 39, it says, while they were on their way, Jesus entered a village called Bethany, and a woman named Martha welcomed Him into her home. She had a sister named Mary who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was continually listening to His teaching. This is amplified, and I know y'all know the story. But Martha was very busy. Martha was too busy and distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. And she approached Him, Jesus, and said, Lord, is it of no concern to You that my sister has left me to do the serving alone? Martha just had a meltdown. Jesus is teaching, and she interrupts the teaching. She is so irate. Her pressure cooker just blew up right in front of Jesus, and she accused Jesus of not caring or having any concern about her sister not helping her. I'm talking about she was messed up, and he corrected her. But the Lord replied to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered and anxious. I'll say it, under pressure, about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. For Mary has chosen the good part, that which is to her advantage, which will not be taken away from her. See, Martha got under too much pressure, and she was mad at her sister, and she's mad at Jesus. She's rehearsing that he doesn't even care about this thing. You know, probably if she had just sat there and put the word first, put God first, probably there would have been a miracle at her house. The feeding of everybody that was there that day, we'd have saw another miracle. But she short-circuited that miracle, thank you very much, by having the meltdown. I've short-circuited many miracles by having a meltdown. But she allowed herself to get under too much pressure. Okay, I'll give you a real experience we had from many years ago. Many years ago, we used to have church get-togethers. When we were in the storefront, we didn't have the building or the grounds or anything. So my mom had a trailer out on property here in Smith's, and my brother and everything had a lot of land. And so we would have get-togethers two or three times a year, and we'd set up to play volleyball, and we'd, you know, bring the tables, put tables out there, and everybody would eat and just have a good time. It was just a great time of fellowship, food, fun, and fellowship. It was just great. But my mom, we did this for a while, and it was so good. It was perfect for it. But my mom would get kind of, she'd get in a tizzy. Y'all know what a tizzy is? Okay. Y'all been in a tizzy. You know what a tizzy is. And she'd get in a tizzy because she'd be working all week because she wants, I mean, the carpet, you got to be able to eat off her carpet. You got to be able to eat off her countertops. Everything's got to be perfect. It must be absolutely perfect or she's in this tizzy. And it went on and went on, and she'd be a nervous wreck by the time we had the fellowship to relax and have a good time, a fun time. She is totally exhausted because she is in a tizzy. I had to actually stop doing those fellowships at her house. And the reason I stopped, because I said, this is not good for her health. It's just continually she's getting too overworked over something. We're paying attention to the wrong thing. I'm not saying you shouldn't have a clean place to live and a clean area to do things in, but you can take it to the extreme. Okay, being a perfectionist is not a bad thing, but if you're not flexible with being a perfectionist, it can be a bad thing, and it can mess you up because you will put unrealistic pressure on yourself and on others to have everything perfect, and everything won't be perfect. God has unforced rhythms of grace. We have forced rhythms of anything that is, you know, to try to control things with our schedule, and we have our unrealistic expectations of others. Now, so the first one was the ways we put ourselves under pressure is always being in a hurry. Number two is trying to do too much, being too busy. Number three is being a perfectionist and not being flexible. Now, I'm going to give you number four. People, your family, my family, friends can put us under undue pressure sometimes to do things that they want us to do. They're not bad things, but sometimes it's not the right time to do them. You can't do everything your family's doing. You can't do everything that your friends are doing. You'd like to get involved with everything, but you can't do it. And your family and friends have got to understand it, or I don't know. I need the Jeopardy theme song right now just to play that because I don't have an answer for that. But it's not going to be good if they don't understand it. Because we've got grace to do all that we're called to do. But there's some things we're just not called to do, or we're not called to do them at a certain time. Can you understand? God's things are timed. And the pressure that people put on us will cause us to lose our peace and to step out of the will of God on those things. I'll give you a scripture for that. Philippians 4:13. This is in the Amplified. I can do all things which He has called me to do, through Him who strengthens and empower me to fulfill His purpose. That's so good. There again, friends and relatives will insist that we do things, and they'll pressure us, even those good things, but we're not led by pressure. We're led by peace. There's a lot of good things I had to pass up because I didn't feel like it was the right timing or just didn't have a perfect peace about it. Proverbs 1 and 10. I've never seen this scripture before, and I really like it. Proverbs 1 and 10, this is in the Passion Translation. When peer pressure compels you to go with the crowd. Now, it's, you know, peer pressure is in every, it's on your job, it's in your family, it's in with your friends, it's, you know, with youth. I mean, it's everywhere. When peer pressure compels you to go with the crowd and sinners invite you to join in, you must simply say no. That's so good. Sometimes we just have to say no. We don't say no every time, but sometimes we do. There again, I can do all things He has called me to do. And when I step into those things that He has called me to do, I have a grace for those things. I have a provision for those things. I have divine connections for those things. I have help for those things. A supernatural empowerment. Okay? So number four is allowing family and friends to pressure you. Number one is always being in a hurry. And we're talking about ways we put ourselves under pressure. So we can stop these putting ourselves under so much pressure by not always being in a hurry. Because that's one of the ways we put ourselves under pressure is always being in a hurry. Trying to do too much is number two. Being too busy. Being a perfectionist, not being flexible, is number three. Allowing family and friends to pressure us. Okay, that's number four. Now, number five, y'all get ready. Hang on to the thing on the bus. We all need this one. This is a really good one. But, I mean, I'm telling you, the bus is fixing to hit a pothole or two. You understand? I mean, it's going to be really deep. Being late or running late all the time causes unnecessary pressure on us and on our loved ones. Let's let that marinate for a minute. That's a good word. Said the man that sometimes comes in here on two wheels. Being late, running late all the time causes unnecessary pressure on us and on our loved ones. God leads us, okay, that's number five now. God leads us in a pace that's slower. What I find in the Bible is that Jesus was never in a hurry. You know, he was told Lazarus is dead. He said, oh my God, I got to get over there fast. I mean, give me the fastest horse you got because I got to get there. The man is dead. I must get there now. It's an emergency. That's not the way he did it. He waited. He was slow about it. Why was he slow? Sometimes we need to be slow. I heard Kenneth Copeland say something one time that he was trying to be like the Lord because he was in too big of a hurry. And he said that his mother had told him, he just got home or something, and his mother told him that he was sitting there eating breakfast, and his mother told him, said, your aunt has like had a heart attack and she's in bad shape. I believe that was it. And she said, we got to go right this second. Get your coat. We're going. He said, no, I'm going to eat my eggs first. It wasn't that he wanted the eggs. He said he ate those eggs as slow as he's ever ate any eggs in his whole life. He said he didn't even want the eggs once he found out about his aunt. But he said, I'm going to do like the Lord does. I'm not going to let that steal my peace because that's going to affect my faith. Because I'll get worried, I'll get in a frazzle, I'll get messed up, I'll be under pressure to pray for her, and my faith connection's not going to be there. So his mother didn't know what he was doing. She kept getting on to him and on to him and on to him. Hurry up. And he said, mm-mm. And he just was Mr. Slow, slower and slowest, and he wouldn't do it. Then finally they went, and then, you know, it just worked out where she was touched by God and raised up. Now, you can say what you want to, but sometimes we allow ourselves, we let our emotions get in it, and not our faith. Now that's, I got both hands up. That's all of us. Sometimes we do that though. And we get under pressure and we shouldn't. So we got to slow down. If we're going to be like the Lord, we're going to have to move at a slower pace. Amen? So always being late or running late is number five. And number six, okay, I ain't got to six yet. I'm in a hurry, I guess. I'm in too big of a hurry. I'm going to slow myself down on teaching. You know, sometimes I've had the Holy Spirit show me, sometimes He'll want me to pray for somebody or He'll want me to pause in a service. And I'll say, pause is not necessary. I mean, I have an impression to do it. You know, especially years ago, it was like, You know, I can do the 45-minute sermon in 10 minutes. Come on. And you know, but He was like, pause. Okay, I'll give you an example. Sunday, I didn't realize it. I mean, I was prepared for everything for Sunday. But I didn't realize it. I needed to let the Word get in us and us let it seal us about complaining Sunday. And sometimes that Word is not sealed because, like in Pastor's case, he's a little too fast and he doesn't give us time to pray and get that Word sealed. So it's not necessary every time, but a lot of times you're led to do it that way. And Sunday, Deborah was over in the other section with the kids, and she had to come in here. So while she's coming in here, I realized, I know what you did, Holy Ghost. I realize it. I said, okay, I got it. I can't miss this one. It's like a billboard. I saw it. Slow it down and you know, get them to praying. And so I prayed and led y'all in a prayer, and then we all came in agreement. It was a sealing of that Word on the inside of us. Can you understand it? It was a receiving of that Word down into our spirit. Because sometimes we hear the Word and we love it, but it's not sealed in us because we don't take time sometimes. Now I'm speaking of me, to marinate that Word in us the way we should. Okay. Now, number six. Now I'm going to go through 1-5 again. Always being in a hurry. Trying to do too much. Being too busy. Now, there again, this is ways we put ourselves under pressure. Being a perfectionist. Not being flexible. Allowing family and friends to pressure us. Number 5, always being late or running late. It puts us under tremendous pressure. Making soulish choices and soulish decisions. Decisions that are made too quick, sometimes without prayer or not enough prayer. And those decisions will put us under more pressure. Sometimes I've bought things that the Lord wanted me to have. He wants us to have all good things. But sometimes I've bought them out of time, and I had a struggle with paying for it. And it's not that the Lord was trying to withhold anything good from me. I made a soulish decision because it wasn't the proper time, and I could have discerned that. If I'd have spent more time in prayer, I would have discerned it and known it. So sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes the reason we don't have the money to pay the bills, now don't go somewhere and say this is an absolute in every situation, because it's not, but sometimes the reason we don't have the money to pay the bills when they're due is some of the choices that we made were out of God's will, and they were out of God's timing. And it opened the door for financial pressure. Spending our money foolishly puts great pressure on us when the bills are due. I'll give you an example. Let's just say I heard of this. Somebody went out and spent $1,000 on fireworks. Everybody's free will moral agent? Actually, I heard $2,000. But I thought nobody believed $2,000. I don't even believe it. but I know the person. Anyway, they bought $2,000 worth of fireworks when they should have paid their rent. And then they couldn't pay their rent. Now they're mad at their landlord because they're under great pressure to pay their rent. But it's their own fault. Can you see that? That side of the story doesn't get told all the time. But sometimes it's from foolish choices that we don't have the money that we should have, that God has supplied for us, but we've wasted it. And so we've opened the door to that pressure. Sometimes we need to do what Psalms 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God, and I'll be exalted among the heathen, I'll be exalted in the earth. In other words, wait on God to lead us. That's what we need to do sometimes. You know, one of the ways the Lord has dealt with me about this, because I was always too big a hurry to buy stuff. One of the ways He dealt with me about it is I wanted something for our kitchen one time, and it wasn't very expensive. And I had the money to do it or whatever. And the Holy Spirit said, don't. And I said, don't. He said, wait. And I thought, I got the money. I mean, it's not like I'm putting it on a credit card. Now, people do it on the credit card, and they get themselves messed up by putting everything on credit card. And there again, credit cards should be used for emergency purposes only. They should be paid off every month. And I understand if you're in an emergency situation, you can't do it. But emergency situation wouldn't be buying $2,000 worth of fireworks. Can you understand that? An emergency situation wouldn't be, you know, buying $200 worth of candy. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Anyway, okay. Now, hallelujah. Praise God. We have to wait on God to lead us. Hallelujah. Instead of making those soulish decisions, now I'm going to give you number seven. Okay, and number seven is ways we put ourselves under pressure. Is always, okay, there again, number one, always being in a hurry. Number two, trying to do too much, being too busy. Number three, being a perfectionist, not being flexible. Number four, allowing family and friends to pressure us. Number five, always being late, running late. Number six, making soulish decisions. And number seven, procrastinating. Can I say that one again? Procrastinating. Putting things off. And sometimes when you procrastinate, it's not because you don't have time to do it. You just say, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll do it next week. I'll do it when I remember. One of the ways that'll break you from procrastinating is do it right then. Right on the spot. It'll bust that. I mean, you have to discipline yourself to do it, but it'll stop that. So procrastinating, putting things off that need to be done, it'll put pressure on us because things pile up that we have put off. And so instead of having the one thing that we put off for a week, now we got five things that we put off for 3 weeks. Thank you very much. That bill that we didn't pay, that errand that we didn't run, that call that we should have made. Wow, it got quiet in here. Is everybody still here? They went home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Okay. So, did y'all receive that tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we're going to do better about not putting ourselves under pressure. Amen. We're going to recognize those ways, and we're going to make some adjustments to ourselves. Amen.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877. Until